Rob McLaughlin on City Talk 105.9.
Well, of course, the King of the Jungle last year, and joining me right now is the one and only Christopher Biggins. So, Christopher, have you been signed up to coach this year's list of jungle entrants?
Well, I've done that. I mean, I've just come back from Australia, where I did a documentary of the making of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, which was fascinating. And I know a lot of inside things, like how awful it's going to be this year for the contestants. I can tell you, I'm glad I'm not in this year's Celebrity.
What, you think they're going to be crueler and harsher?
Oh, much crueler. Every year they push the boundaries. Like, you know, when I went in to do the iconic TV moment, which is come to sleep with 200 rats and Anna Ryder Richardson. The year before, Jason Donovan went in there with a girl and he just slept there the night. Nothing happened. My year, 200 rats, what's going to happen this year? It's going to be, you know, a lot of other nasty things are going to go in there for that night.
Well, I suppose one of the shocking things is Brian Paddock has said that if things get uncomfortable for anyone, he's going to put his arm around them.
Now,
if that happens with Robert Kilroy's soul, that's going to be a great TV moment, isn't it?
I think there could be some very interesting TV moments. I certainly wouldn't want Brian's arm around me, I can tell you. Isn't it interesting? For instance, you know, you think that he suddenly, you know, was deputy of the police and then nearly was our mayor.
Yes.
And now he's doing I'm a Celebrity. Of course, he's doing this because he wants to be in the bill.
Is that... I was going to say, it's lucky that Barack Obama actually won, isn't it? Or he might be in there as well.
Who would have Mrs. Palin in?
Michael's mother. Who do you think might win this, then, looking at the cast?
Well, I am really upset that I'm not in there this year with Martina Navratilova, because I'm such a fan of hers. And also, I think because she's so competitive, and she's a very physical woman, and I think she has no danger of you know, anything. Fear of anything. Mm. So I put my money on Martina. I really do.
Are you worried about the age of some of the contestants? I'm thinking in particular, Esther, of course.
I was 59 when I won it, so that's not too bad. But, you know, suddenly we've got some 72-year-olds, haven't we? I think, you know, I am slightly worried, because what people don't realise, it's very, very tough in there.
Is it really? It's not.
It really is.
And there's
no
sneaking.
We don't have a limousine to take us home to a luxurious hotel. No, you really have to sleep rough, and it's very, very tough.
Your tip is that you wouldn't like Brian Paddock's arm around you. Who's going to be first out, Christopher?
First out? Oh, my goodness. I don't know. Oh, dear. Well, I've never heard of the Star Wars guy, so perhaps he could be first out.
All right, OK, so you'd like him out first of all. OK, well, there we are. Well, listen, thank you very much indeed for talking to us this morning, and I think we're going to hear now from some of those contestants.
It's not sensible. It's not intelligent. What am I doing? I must be crazy. When opportunities come your way to do something new and different and dangerous, I do think you should grab them. And I would not be able to live with myself if I turned down this challenge.
I mean, they can't stop the snakes and the rats coming in, can they? I feel shank in my sleeping bag. I'm going to think, oh, my God, it's a rat or it's a snake. And it probably won't be, so I'll be on tenterhooks, I think.
I can't imagine something that I would never do. I'm willing to skydive as long as there's that parachute.
I can light a fire, I'll get the logs, I'll do all that. I can cook anything you want. You name me, anything you want cooking, I cook.
Well, that was Robert Kilroy-Silk ending that little contribution there. Also, you heard from Dr. Sulu of Star Trek, who of real name, of course, is George Takei, and Joe Swash, ex-EastEnders star. He played Mickey in EastEnders, and right at the start... Mickey, you also heard from Esther Ranson, who was saying how crazy it is. So there we are. Peter, would you like Brian Paddock's arm around you if things got a little tough?
Oh, the long arm of the law.
Very good. Well, the papers, of course, are full of it this morning. Let's hear some predictions. Danny Bear, of course, is in there. I've not seen her on television for a long time. It says here in The People, she once narrated for a series called Porno Valley. And it says here, judging by shots of her in bikinis every day. It looks like she's just stepped off the set of it. Anyway, Joe Swash, the people here, says that Joe Swash sounds like a soft drink. Heard he likes to get fruity with ladies. Was in a loo roll ad once, but would have to use vine leaves in the jungle. George Takei, I think that's how you pronounce his name, Dr. Sulu, is openly gay. Once he sees Brian Paddock, it says he will have his phaser set on stun before beaming him up to his bunk.
Okay. Well, let's hope Brian likes older men.
Brian Paddock, it says, will want to... That's my Max Mosley, thank you. Brian Paddock will want to maintain law and order, but may turn to jelly after he sees Simon's torso. He'll want to be everyone's best pal. And Martina Navratilova, I'm told, it says here, and this is, by the way, is Kerry Katona's rundown of what's happening in the jungle. She says, I'm told she's won 18 Grand Slams. Is that a tequila drinking contest?
Oh, ho, ho. Glad Kerry's got a proper job at last.
And Robert Kilroy Silk, this is Kerry's view of Robert Kilroy Silk. She says, he's slimier than a croc's testicle.
He'll obviously think... an expert.
Have we got a delay on this, Kerry? And goes on to say that we'll think he's the ringmaster of the group, but as an ex-MP, we'll probably talk, can't say that word, all the time. And Esther Ensign, with her teeth, those bugs and creepy crawlies won't stand a chance. The headmistress of the show, who will always think she's right. So there we are. There's a lot happening in the jungle there, and there's a lot of speculation about what is going to happen. So I'm delighted to say, joining me on the line to try and put us straight from the betting organisation Betfred, I'm delighted to say Dave Metcalf is with us. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Rob.
Are people really putting money on the jungle, Dave?
They are. It's actually coming to being a really lively betting contest now. These reality shows, they've really taken off, and I'm a Celebrity is one of the biggest ones. There's interest. As soon as the cast, as we so call it, was announced for it, the bets started flooding in.
So are you taking bets on Strictly Come Dancing and The X Factor as well?
Yes, we are.
Oh, go on, you've got to tell us. What are the odds on John Sargent winning Strictly Come Dancing?
I think he's down to around about 50 to 1 now.
Oh, really?
People just seem to keep voting and keeping him in. He's got two left feet. He can't dance for toffee. And yet he's still kept in every week.
Well, it's because he looks like Joe Brand. The public are confused. And what about the X Factor? Who's the favourite to win the X Factor?
Diana Vickers is a strong favourite. She's 6-5 favourite, so just bigger than Even Money to win it. But she had a bit of a shaky performance last night, and I think the pack will be closing in on her now.
Very good. You know, on this programme, Dave, we do lots of really big political debates, and we have big guests on, like the Prime Minister and David Cameron and so on. This is the only moment J-Lo ever actually talks to me during the show. When the moment we mention The X Factor or I'm a Celebrity, she's talking to me all the time. It's a funny thing, that. So, right, let's turn to the jungle today. In total, how much money do you think is going to be placed on this programme?
Nationwide?
Yeah.
Probably around about £2 million, I would have guessed.
Really?
A rough guesstimate, yeah.
Goodness gracious me. Okay, what is the betting at the moment?
Well, the former EastEnder Joe Swash is the favourite. He's 4-1.
This is Mickey?
Yeah, Mickey Miller.
Mickey Miller.
I think it's probably best to refer to them as how people know them, because when they came out, I had to Google half of them, because I haven't heard of them.
All right, then, we'll take Mickey, then. So Mickey's 4-1.
He's 4-1 favourite. And then Mr. Sulu,
yep.
George Takei, 5-1.
You've demoted him. He was a doctor before.
Well, yes.
He's Dr. Sulu. So what's he?
He's 5-1 second favourite.
5-1 second favourite, right.
And then you've got Simon Webb, the former Blue Band singer.
Yep.
I think he's just mainly songwriting now. He doesn't seem to be doing a lot at the moment, but he's 6-1.
Right.
I think people think he'll probably be popular with the ladies. Esther Ranson is next in the betting, at 13-2, so 6.5-1. I think it's shown in the past, people like Tony Blackburn can do well in it. People are thinking, well, Esther Ranson, she's well known. You know, she's going to be a calming influence in the jungle.
It's not the Esther Ranson I know.
Won't everybody else want to get out?
And what about the wags? There are some wags in there, aren't there?
Yeah, they're the interesting ones. And they're all big outsiders, actually, as well. Nicola McLean, who I hadn't heard of before this, but apparently she's a former Page 3 model and glamour girl. She's 16-1. And then you've got Carly Zucker, Joe Cole's girlfriend, a fitness fanatic. She's 10-1, along with Danny Bear, who's very appropriately named, obviously, for going into the jungle.
She is a Miley in class, they're hoping, of this year, aren't they?
Yes, they are, yeah. We actually did open a special on her because of her name. There's been a lot of speculation over whether any of the girls will go topless. So we've got 3-1 for Danny to bear all in the woods.
You can't go topless on ITV1, come on.
Well, yeah. They've been close so far, and you never know. You never know.
Oh, you're obviously a man living in hope there. And finally, what about the one you haven't mentioned, of course, and we've already had some rude comments about him this morning from another MEP. What about Robert Kilroy Silk?
Well, he's pretty smooth as Silk, really. It's just whether he'll be able to hack it and whether he'll get on the nerves of everybody in there. He'll probably start talking about something and nobody will get a word in edgeways, I don't think.
So, go on, what are the odds?
He's 10-1.
10-1. And who do you think is going to be the first out?
First out, I think, will be Brian Paddock.
Brian Paddock, OK. Yeah. And Martina, by the way, is there a... Did we get an odds for Martina?
Yes, she's 7.5-1, 15-2. She's been the most popular one with us so far. Where, when the betting first started, we opened her up at 16-1. But the money has really come for Martina. And... you know, she's a strong competitor. She doesn't like losing. And I think she'll get in the top three at least.
So you think Brian Paddock is going to be the first out, but you think Mickey is the boy?
Well, the punters think Mickey's the boy. I've got a sneaking feeling that Danny Bear could win it this year.
Particularly if she does what you're hoping she will do.
Exactly.
All right, well, let's see what happens and maybe we'll come back to you. But £2 million in betting, that is incredible, isn't it? Fancy a bet there, Brother Bernie, because you like bookies, don't you?
Yeah, I was just thinking whether they do each way on that programme.
There's no answer to that, is there? Okay, well, let's...
This is on Danny taking a top off it.
Yeah. Keep it clean,
better
keep it clean.
On.
Rob McLaughlin on City Talk 105.9.